ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सतान्निकेतं परिमृश्य शून्यम्। सतान्निकेतं परिमृश्य शून्यम्। अपश्य मनः कुपितो ननाथ। अपश्य मनः कुपितो ननाद। क्षमां ध्यां दिशकं विवरान् समुद्रान्। क्षमां ध्यां दिशकं विवरान् समुद्रान्। विष्णुं विचिन्वन्न ददर्श वीरा। विष्णुं विचिन्वन्न ददर्श वीरा। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एस ए भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। अपॉन सीइंग दैट द रेसिडेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु वाज वेकेंट, हिरण्यकश्यपु बिगन सर्चिंग फॉर लॉर्ड विष्णु एवरीवेयर. Angry at not seeing him, Hiranyakasipu screamed loudly and searched the entire universe, including the surface of the earth, the higher planetary systems, all directions, and all the caves and oceans. But Hiranyakasipu, the greatest hero, did not see Vishnu anywhere. So there is no translation purport for this. So we are going to the next verse. अपश्यान् इति होवाच मायान् विष्टम् इदं जगत् भ्रातर्हा मे गतो नूनं यतो न वर्तते पुमान्. ट्रांसलेशन्: अनेबल टु सी हिम, हिरण्यकशिपु सेड, ऐ हव सर्च्ड द एंटायर यूनिवर्स बट ऐ कुड नॉट फाइंड विष्णु हु हैज किल्ड माई ब्रदर. देयरफॉर ही मस्ट सर्टनली हैव गॉन टू दट प्लेस फ्रॉम विच नो वन रिटर्न्स. इन अदर वर्ड्स, he must now be dead. Purport by his divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Atheists generally follow the Buddha philosophical conclusion that at death everything is finished. Hiranyakasipu, being an atheist, thought this way. Because Lord Vishnu was not visible to him, he thought that the Lord was dead. Every day, many people follow the philosophy that God is dead, but God is never dead. Even the living entity, who is the part of God, never dies. Najayate mriyate va kadachit. For the soul, there is never birth nor death. This is the statement of Bhagavad Gita 2.20. Even the ordinary living entity never takes birth or dies. What then is to be said of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is there, who is the chief of all living entities? He certainly never takes birth or dies. Ajo ajamapisan avyayatma. Bhagavad Gita 4.6. Both the Lord and the living entity exist as unborn and inexhaustible personalities. Thus, Hiranyakasipu's conclusion that Vishnu was dead was wrong. As indicated by the words, yato na vartate puman. There is certainly a spiritual kingdom. If the living entity goes there, he never returns to this material world. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. Materially speaking, every living entity dies. Death is inevitable, but Those who are karmis, jnanis and yogis return to this material world after death. Whereas bhaktas do not. Of course, if a bhakta is not completely perfect, he takes birth in this material world again, but in a very exalted position, either in a rich family or a family of the purest brahmanas. So chinam srimatangehe, just to finish his development in spiritual consciousness. Those who have developed the course of Krishna consciousness and are free from the material desire return to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yad gatva na nivartante tadhama paramamama. Here the same fact is stated. Yato na vartate puman. Any person who goes back home, back to Godhead, does not return to this material world. Hare Krishna. I neither have any qualification nor do have any realization to speak. So I request all the blessings of senior devotees who are sitting here. I request their blessings so that as you are trying to be humble servant, speak by your causeless mercy. So we are reading from Canto 8, chapter 19, text number 11 and 12. So Vamandev has walked into the arena of Bali Maharaj, who is performing who is executing this sacrifice. The Supreme Lord is very beautiful, very transcendentally beautiful. So he has attracted the attention of everybody. So when Bali Maharaj saw that, he was also attracted to that beauty. So because of course he is a very, very exalted personality. So very positive. He offered whatever you want, anything on this earth, on this 14 planetary systems, in the sky, on the water, oceans, anything you want, you can take it. So Vamandev did not immediately present his cause. What is he doing? Actually, so sometimes people think these are all, you know, time pass stories, or you know, to keep our mind in proper order. We need it, but actually, if we apply the same thing in our life, not only spiritual but material also, it works wonders in our life. So Vamandev started glorifying his ancestors. Whatever you want, I'll give. So immediately, Vamandev did not present. What he is doing? He is going there as a grahita, not as a data. So always the hand of grahita is underneath. Grahita is higher. So materially, it is lower. Of course, Supreme Lord, he finds so much happiness, bliss, seeing himself lower than his devotee. Because every person, every jiva in this world is his son, as Krishna says, is part and parcel, as Krishna says in Gita. So, so what he is doing? He is doing, actually, is glorifying his ancestors. Except for Prahlad Maharaj, everybody is a demon. But still, he is setting rules for Grahita. You know, what he is doing is glorifying in a very, very typical way. And you know, the glorification has come to whom? Hiranyakasipu. You know? So your great grandfather, what a great personality he is. So, but he is, what is he doing? He is glorifying his prowess. So Hiranyakasipu, today actually we will see, he even went to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. But he has he did not possess the qualification to stay in Vaikuntha. So many personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam, pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, they, by the dint of their austerity, they approached the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, Krishna, but they could not stay there. In Ajamila Pakhyanam, sixth canto, you know, in that one lecture, Insolence Radhana Swami explains, what is that quality to go to the spiritual world and serve the Supreme Lord eternally? There he says, actually, even if you attain Brahman realization, how long will you present? How long will you be present in that Brahman realization? Prabhupada says, and Brahman means what? The effulgence of the Supreme Lord. Shaprabha prabhoto jagadanda koti. So it is just effulgence. Take a Sputnik. The Sputnik keeps on revolving. But Sputnik doesn't have any base. Prabhupada says, how long will the Sputnik keep on revolving? It has to fall down. But if the same Sputnik lands on moon, yes, it has a base, it will stay. So likewise, anye arvindaksha vimukta maninas tvayashtamavad avisuddha buddhaya aruhya krucchena parampadantada patanti adhonadrishta yusmatangriya. Brahma is telling, even if these yogis, by the dint of their austerity, they try to attain the platform Brahman, their intelligence is impure. Prabhupada says, avisuddha buddhaya, suddha buddhi, pure. Avisuddha buddhi, impure. Tvayashtamavad, avisuddha buddhaya. So, it's a very, very difficult position to attain even Brahman realization. But because Yushmadangriya, they don't have faith on your lotus feet, they don't have love on your lotus feet, patanti adhonadrishta, they will fall down. So what is the qualification? Whether it is Brahman or Paramatma or Bhagavan realization, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, we need to attain unmotivated, uninterrupted, untainted devotional service to the lotus feet of Krishna. Sometimes people in Himalayas, they think like that. No, no, no. Bhagavatam is for sentimentalists. Definitely not like that. Madhvacharya, he heavily depended on Srimad Bhagavatam and Puranas. Why? This is the reason. Patanti Brahma, the topmost living entity, is concluding, you will fall down. So, Brahma is telling about Brahman realization, but here, by his austerity, by his yogic power, Hiranyakasipu could go even to the spiritual world. But he came back. Why? Why did Ajamil, he attained? Ajamil became pure. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Yes. He became pure. No three modes of material nature. But Vishnudodas, they have got this doubt. First time, this person has become pure. However, he did not develop the love of God. So a few more degrees. Whoever doesn't develop the love of God, they are not eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom. So, he came back. Durvas Muni, he went. He came back. So here, we'll try to discuss. Hiranyakasipu is treating Supreme Lord Vishnu as an enemy. Enemy means that too he is going to conquer. Means he is thinking Vishnu is either equal or lower. So when you consider somebody equal, we do not know his good qualities. Even if this personality is an ocean of good qualities, those good qualities are covered we find only those faults. In America, you know, when we do programs just to increase the congregation, we tell people to glorify. So Prabhuji's birthday, you glorify. We have witnessed it again and again and again. I mean, not all the cases, but some cases. Everyone will glorify this personality, except, I'm sorry to say, Mataji, his wife. She'll think, Prabhuji apun ko dekh rahe hain, ek hafta mein ek ghanta. You see him 1 hour in 1 week. I see him 7/24. I know his qualities. And Mataji birthday comes. Everyone will glorify except her husband. Why? Paisa bolte rahenge. Bhakti Ruksha means you have to be very humble. But ghar mein kya hota hai aapko kya malum? So, familiarity. When familiarity is there, equality is there. That is the problem with peers. We don't see the good qualities. I'm talking to myself, let me be honest. So I'm better to come one step down, and even the closest friend that we have, Prabhu, you are great. You are wonderful. So even in friends, we consider ourselves as their servants. I'm talking to myself. Then what happens? Krishna gives, because when we consider somebody a little bit higher, then the gratitude will be there, the respect will be there. When the respect is there, we'll be able to keep the door open and see the good qualities. If not, Prabhuji, kya hai, bade, bahut bade aadmi hai. He doesn't come for Mangal Arati regularly. We have an answer. So, Hiranyakashipu here, he is thinking, you know, Hiranyakashipu, whole world, all the planetary systems, all the universes, the whole cosmic manifestation, they worship the Supreme Lord. There is only one reason he killed my brother. False ego. Ravana, Sarpanaga went and told Ravana, they cut my nose. Ravana became angry not because they cut her nose. He became angry because they cut his sister's nose. So, as long as somebody is glorifying us, Prabhuji, you are wonderful. We say, Prabhu, you are wonderful. Prabhuji, you are amazing. Prabhuji, you are amazing. But that slight layers. Hey, why you did this? Immediately the tone changes. Why you did this? The top layers, when they are scraped, shh. The hand becomes a snake. The voice changes. Voice sharpens. Then, we had so many classes. We ignore the good qualities that point of time. Of course, Kali Yuga means quarrel and hypocrisy. So, instead of serving the mission, we become the instrument of Kali to create fire in the mission. And you know, exactly same point, three modes of material nature act. We are friends for 10 years, 20 years. Last Friday, we have difference of opinion. Immediately, what Maya does, puts iron curtains. We will not look straight into his eyes. He comes in the east, we go in the west. And we don't have guts to push those iron curtains and say, Prabhu Hare Krishna, how are you? So when people call me and ask me, I really doubt whether I'm applying in my life.
Actually, sometimes I don't even have guts. These iron curtains put by Maya. Why is Maya putting? Because our false ego is so powerful. How are you? Yesterday only. So we cannot look into his eyes. So if we take a bucket of positive attitude and pour on that person, hey, prasad khaya nahi abhi tak, aao prasad jayenge. Jayenge. So what you have done? You on that negative iron curtains of negative attitude, that layers of false ego, you are pouring a bucket of positive attitude of love. That person becomes overwhelmed and he comes out. He stretches his hand. Usually in Vaishnava circles, these are repaired very fast. But outside, who do not know all these things, it leads to separation. That's why America, 70 to 80%, they are divorced in first 3 years. Let me be honest with you. Many cases I have seen, there is no reason. There is no reason at all. Why he doesn't come forward to apologize? That person also says, why he doesn't come forward to apologize? That's it. All right, we part our ways. So here, Hiranyakasipu, first false ego, the second, the layers are scraped, and what is he concluding? Concluding God is dead. The height of envy. So don't think it is Hiranyakasipu. Many people in the world today, so nowadays, they call the atheists, they found this word atheist as negative. That's why there is an organization in Europe, they call themselves as brights. Means brights, means they are very bright, very intelligent. So if you are an atheist, join our organization, bright. You are an intellectual, you don't believe in the existence of God, you join. We are all brights. We see the sunlight. These people who are devotees, so called, they are not, they are seeing darkness. You know, they have inferiority complex, they need some support. So what is Krishna telling? Tanaham dishata kroran. Birth after birth after birth after birth. I want to tell you an example. The person, this Chinese premier, Deng, who won first war against India, probably around, I don't exactly remember the year, which when he left his body, for years he was bedridden. For years he was bedridden. You know? Then finally he picked up a little strength. He is the premier for probably 1/5 of the population of the whole world, maybe a little more. If you see that paper, that photograph, anybody will develop faith on old age, disease and death, and obviously turn not to psychologist or psychiatrist, but to God and scriptures. That day when I saw the picture, I said, Babre, if this is true with him, what about me? Why people don't understand? That is Maya. When you have facilities, why Hiranyakasipu, he went to a spiritual world. Nimesha ardhakyava vrajatini yatra abhisamaya. So, what many people in this world could not see, he saw. Did he really see? No, it is covered. Because his consciousness is material. So, why he could not see, though he is there? Because of the facilities he is enjoying. So we are also given certain facilities as devotees. If we are drowned, overwhelmed by those facilities, we cannot come forward and stand before deities and say, my Lord, I don't have any qualification to take darshan of your lotus feet, but because of your causeless mercy, you are giving me opportunity to to gaze, I mean to take darshan of your form. Otherwise, 7:45 offer obeisance is mechanical. Get up. I'm just repeating what is in my heart sometimes or many of the times. Bhagavatam explains from toes to head, just increase, raise, elbows, I'm sorry, knees, waist, chest, lips. In the Krishna's way, body, beautiful is of course face. What is most beautiful in the face? Lips, the smile. Go further, nose, eyes, then see the eyebrows. Anybody who is tormented by Cupid, Manmadha, Kamadev, if you gaze on the eyebrows every day, we come out of the lust. Bhagavatam is explaining. 11th canto, Krishna explains, if we take darshan of the deity in that humble mood, in that mood of service attitude, we make progress. Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya for International Society for Krishna Consciousness, who traveled all over the world. But he is quoting this incident. What is a simple incident? One lady, old lady, she comes every day to Radha Damodar temple, stands before. What is she donating? Nothing. In material, if you consider, Yamuna water, fortunately those days it is pure. Today, it is not. Of course, Krishna, even if you offer that water today, Krishna will accept because Bhava Grahi Janardana. What is she doing? She is coming and standing just before, minutes before the darshan opens and gazing the form of Damodar. My Lord, I don't have any qualification. I can give only this water. And the founder Acharya is quoting the same episode again and again and again. One devotee who went to Vrindavan 10 years before, he told me this story. That day I went to same Radha Damodar temple. Maybe a different lady. She is telling with love-filled eyes, my Lord, bhakti nahi, bhakti karne ke liye, shakti bhi nahi. Give me bhakti. So this very exalted preacher is coming and telling in the program, this Mataji is exalted. Feeling. But Hiranyakasipu, he is in the paid bharava. His stomach is full, filled with facilities. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. He needs more. Is blinded by opulence. So, though he has gone to the spiritual world, Vairabhava, comes a same Vairabhava, enmity feeling, anger, comes of course fear. But one point is good. What is that? They are developing enmity, are developing anger, developing fear. With whom? Krishna. If you develop anything with Krishna, that is better, good or bad. Gaurang Prabhu was telling, Putana, she wanted to kill Krishna because it is a connection to Krishna. So it is better to be like a pure smartha brahmana, it is better to be a fallen devotee than a very pure smartha brahmana who is not connected to Krishna. Very fallen, degraded, but thoda dil mein hai, I have a small, my heart, mera dil tadapta hai Krishna ke liye, not for somebody else, of course. So if you have that mild feeling, Bhaktivedanta Swami, he says this. One devotee asked Maharaj, I have to do this book distribution. How long should I spend time? When you speak of Krishna, if that person, there is a little mild spark, is an outsider, first time hearing about Krishna, God, if there is that small spark, yes, you spend some time. If not, try the next person. So what is he telling? Another point. He is telling, concluding, Vishnu is not there. Vishnu is dead. And he has gone to the place where nobody returns. This is the exact philosophy of today. And newspapers are very nicely propagating. In America, 3-4 years ago, one famous restaurant chain owner died. You know, he started with one restaurant and he started chain of restaurants. And he became very big in America. Practically any city you see, you know, there is not one, 5, 6, of course not McDonald's. You see them, these restaurants. The next day, immediately in the newspaper, this restaurant owner, you know, he had wings, means he went to, in their, in a spiritual world, in their words, heaven. So he had wings serving burritos to everybody, these beef burritos. Means what? This Mexican dish, of course. Means he has enjoyed enough. You know, human life is given for enjoyment. He enjoyed very nicely. So, abhi kya? Idhar khatam ho gaya. Udhar restaurant khol diya. He opened that restaurant there and is serving there. Even if you are border case, should I worship Krishna or not? Or should I worship in Christ or not? He is such a sinful guy. He went to such a heavenly kingdom. Why not me? So let me enjoy nicely. All glories to newspapers. So, Hiranyakashipu, he knew philosophy. When Hiranyaksha died, and his wife and mother came, Hiranyakashipu had a philosophy to speak. We may not even quote very nicely Sanskrit. His whole preaching is in Sanskrit. But because he is envious of Krishna, his philosophical conclusions were completely bogus and nonsense. So, Gauranga Maharaj says this. If you look for shortcut, you will get shortcut. If you look for false guru, you will get false guru. Definitely. This is a world of cheaters and cheated. So how do we avoid this problem? What is that one quality? Even if after becoming devotees, one day I asked Varsana Maharaj, Maharaj, my sadhana is not A class, 16 rounds, probably, 16 rounds means what? 1728 times Hare Krishna mantra we chant. 1600 times my mind goes away. And am I following A class, all the principles? And we should not even commit Vaishnavaprad. Sometimes, because of the uncontrolled senses, it happens also. Maharaj, where is the hope? Maharaj said, one hope. If you possess this quality, what is that? Sincerity. If you have that quality, yes, Krishna purifies you for the mistakes and apparatus you do, but Krishna keeps you in the association of devotees. So, we should not take it for granted, the association of Vaishnavas. I used to live with good friends, devotees, you know, in Singapore. So, one day, 99, what they said, Krishna, you can take anything from us, not this bead bag. Then I thought, what is so great about it? I am chanting 16 rounds. Why should I pray? I can chant. They all prayed, but I didn't pray. Let me be honest with you. But they all prayed. They said, you can take anything but not this bead bag. That mentality, taking it for granted. 2002, Krishna, you can take anything but not this bead bag. So for me to get that realization, I took 3 more years. So we should not take things for granted. What is Hiranyakashipu? He went all the way. He searched. But what is the search? Wrong motive. Wrong motive. Yesterday night I was telling, you know, by your good fortune, Srila Prabhupada appeared like, started this movement in 1965. What about the people before that? Let me be honest with you. Whole South India, Mukti means Sahaj Mukti only, nothing else. Mukti means they worshipped the Supreme Lord very nicely. At the end, they merged in God, Krishna. That's it. I read stories n number of times with this statement. Vairagya deha vilaye labate cha moksham. So when you are there, you know, Visvanathashtakam actually. This is the last line. So, throughout your life, if you chant this ashtakam, you'll get a name, fame, fortune. At the end, labate cha moksham. What is moksham according to Shiva worshippers? You become one with God. They don't even say Krishna, of course. So, he went. But this Hiranyakashipu, because his heart is filled with envy, all these bad qualities, wrong motives, he could not find Krishna. Is he happy? Definitely not. Yatama doshan punjana na triptya ajitendriya. Na triptya. He has conquered the whole planetary systems. You know, the top seven, bottom seven, bottom six, earth. But sa itam nirjita kakum yakarad vishyan priyan. Yatobadoshan bunjana na triptya ajitendriya. He has everything at his disposal. Some people, after this, this, after this, after this, this. So they have plans. 5-year plan, 10-year plan. But this personality has everything. But why is he? Is he blissful? Na triptya. Why? Ajitendriya. Indriya means senses. Jitendriya, controlled senses. Ajitendriya, uncontrolled senses. Because of the uncontrolled senses, na triptya, no happiness. Vishayan priyan is very dear to sense objects. So even if we have this tinge of sense gratification, Prabhupada is writing very clearly in this. So actually so many times in Vaishnava circles we discuss, chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles, you will go back and back to Godhead. Mariko, nobody says out public, but in the heart there is some confidence. Back to Godhead. So recently somebody came and told me Jananivas Prabhu's statement. You have come to ISKCON means you are going back home, back to God, it is certain. But what is not certain is how many people you will take home, you will take with you. Matlab, I was thinking, means mine is certain. Yes, yours is certain. Not when. Not this lifetime. So, because we mix the conclusions. So, Hiranyakashipu, na triptya. Whole world is listening. One person, he is not listening, your own son. He was not blissful because whole world is prostrating at his feet. He was miserable because one person is saying no. That is the nature of the mind. You listen to me for 20 years, I am not happy. You told one negative yesterday, you asked me why? You are asking me like that, why? I am miserable. So we do not know. So we are slaves in the hand of mind. We do not know what is dear. So I will finish with this story. So there is one king. This story came in BTG, South Indian BTG. This king, one day his name is Prataprudra, not Prataprudra Maharaj of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but another Prataprudra Maharaj. So one person came to him and presented him Priyadarshini, means a box. If you open, in that box there is a mirror. You see whatever is your dearmost thing. So everybody in the court, they were very anxious. I want to see. So king gave the opportunity to the queen. Queen opened it. So today it's dangerous. But those days, you know. So as soon as queen opened it, who came in the mirror? King. You know? So everyone knows queen is very chaste. So king is also very blissful. Thank God. So minister came. As soon as he opened it, he saw all the citizens of the kingdom. So it is a known fact, he loves citizens. So king thought, he is a nice minister. And they called Senapati, commander-in-chief, opened it. He saw the, you know, weapons, artillery. So, okay, he likes to protect the kingdom. Very nice. Everybody said, king, you see. So king also became interested. He opened. Who came? Himself. He saw his own face. Everybody in the courtyard started thinking. Immediately he depressed. I mean, it is not written for next 1 week he didn't have food. That is a different thing. Queen did not cook any food. She thought, you know, her picture would come. But his own picture came. I'm joking. So, his own picture came. He thought, Bapre, everybody started telling, is he so selfish? You know? So, everybody started thinking. But finally, king also started thinking. I like myself. I am dear to myself. If I am dear to myself, what should I do? Usually what? We have plans. 5 years down the line, I should earn this much money. So if you open the mirror, what happens? The money comes. For somebody, you know, like a boy working, parents are looking for him, so some Mataji comes. Or, you know, for old people, grandchildren come. Or the assets come. But here king himself came. First time in his life, king, he was confused. If I like myself, what should I do? Because there is no goal. So he was thinking, what should I do? So to that kingdom, one Goswami ji came, Krishnananda Goswami. He asked him, what should I do? So am I so selfish? That's what it is written. Am I so selfish? King, listen carefully. So he said, actually, our self is very dear to us. When our self is very dear to us, we should do those things that are dear to the self. So you are very fortunate. You are actually selfish. In the whole world, everybody is selfless. Because they think they are this body, they don't have soul. That is the meaning of selfless. So, you are actually selfless. Then what should I do? What should we do? Is a Goswami, Krishnananda Goswami, you know better than I do. From the pocket he took out 108. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Chant this holy name. So one day one devotee came to me and said, nowadays I am finishing chanting in 1 hour. Usually it takes 2 hours. Why 1 hour? So in South India, names are very big. So what we do is, when the names are so big, we will cut it. You know, KKVVSP Vasu means K means something, V something, you know. Bada bada naams rehta hai. So this guy, he got used to it. Because when we gave him Hare Krishna Mantra, immediately cut it. HKHR. Actually, he started Hare Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Krishna Hare Rama. So he felt it. This is also very big, you know. So he made HKHR. Then he said, may 20 minute mein solamala khatam kar raha. There is something wrong. So, not like that. So this Krishnananda Goswami told him, chant feelingly, helplessly, like a mother calling for the child. He started. Because he listened to the instructions of Guru, very soon he attained the perfection. So next time, this person brought the person who presented him box for a few minutes. He went and again came back. And then he came to the darbar, the court, and he asked, anyone wants to see? Everybody said, no, we don't want to see. Last time, I saw with my family, they became so angry afterwards. So nobody came forward to see. But king said, I will see. King opened. He saw Radha and Krishna. Hari Bol. So he saw Radha and Krishna. He said, all right. So his guru said, you are in a proper path. So whatever is dear to the mind, we think it is dear to us, which are very temporary, including all the relationships. People, temporary. Assets, temporary. Everything is temporary. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatrai sayanam. Esam sare kardukkare kurpayadehi pahimurare. Bajugovindam, bajugovindam, bajugovindam mudamate. Samprapte, sannihite kale, nahi rakshati, dukrung karane. For somebody who is intellectual, for them education is very dear. Or solving the problems, working in the office, climbing the corporate ladder. How long? So I'm done. Last sentence. One person came here. He has a higher position. He was, I will not tell the, you know, if he listens to the lecture problem. He has a topmost position. But whatever he wanted here, he didn't get. So he must have thought, I'm so big for so many years. Even him la mere ko idhar aake. So nahi rakshat dukring karane. Shankaracharya is telling. So what is he telling? Bhaju Govindam. Oh, mudamate. Foolish. He's telling me actually. So take shelter of holy name in a very helpless way. Re Krishna, Re Krishna, 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 Re Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Brindra Srimad Bhagavatam ki je Srila Prabhupada ki je. Please do excuse me as your humble servant if I have spoken anything wrong. But please do excuse me if I have spoken anything wrong. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.